This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Good morning. It is time to inspire. Today's inspiration is inspire you to be imperfect. I had a person the other day write me and say how her son was perfect in every way. And I worried. I worried because perfect is such an absolute word. It means that her son is completely free from any faults and is in zero need of change, and that there is nothing that he can do to be any better. And this is a recipe for disaster. Children are the greatest blessing given to us, and as such should be loved for who they are, warts and all, and not because they have to live up to some unreachable, unattainable goal. And this thought applies and extends out no matter how old someone gets, for no one should ever be forced into the category of perfect. I can't imagine the burden it must be to be considered perfect, to be considered complete, for none of us are complete. We are all works in progress that are shaped by our every living breath. And that is what life is, a learning experience where we try to perfect what and how things work best for us. But trying to perfect things is different than being perfect, for being perfect means we have nothing to learn, nothing to experience, nothing but a stagnant, cold status quo existence, for we have already reached all we can in life. And sadly, it means these perfect beings miss out on life, for they are never afforded the opportunity to try and fail, for fail cannot be part of their makeup. I know I started this podcast when the pandemic started to try to create calm in others' lives. And since that time, I have tried many things to perfect the show, including a name change and doing more episodes on a weekly basis. Some things worked better, and some things I realized were better the way that they were. And then some, such as ASMR, will have to go by the wayside, as I am still struggling with vocal cord damage, and my doctor believes whispering is too damaging at this time. But through it all, the successes and the missteps, I have loved the journey, for everything is a learning experience and brings me closer to my goal. And with every learning experience, I have had an outpouring of emails from my listeners who have helped to guide me through with their constructive criticism and with their encouragement. If I had considered myself perfect, I would never have ventured out to try this new experience, for I would know that there would be an inherent learning curve, and that that learning curve could contain a margin for error, for imperfection. But I took that chance, and I will continue to take that chance, because I embrace imperfection, and I hope you do, too. Do not worry what others think. Do not worry about making mistakes. Do not be hard on yourself. Just be happy in being imperfect and try all things you have dreamt of trying but were too afraid of failure. And before I let you go, I have one other note I want to bring up. I was approached by the Wisdom app. They said that the research suggested that my podcast was in the top 1.5% of all podcasts in the world, and they would like me to try out their platform. So I went to the App Store and I downloaded their app. It is free to everyone. I read a bit about them and how their social podcasting platform allows people like me to chat and talk with listeners on a one-on-one basis. They are embraced by some of the most respected companies and news medias and have quickly become known as the world's largest mentorship platform, an exclusive space where diverse people can come together to have meaningful conversations that matter. And so, I was excited to try their offer and use their platform to talk with you, one-on-one, on anything on your mind, whether it be a problem you have creating calm from chaos, to needing a story to fall asleep, to needing advice. So will you join me this Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as I make my initial debut? Look for the link, as I will be posting it on Instagram and on Facebook. And you can find both on Inspire and Tire. Talk to you then.